Blog Talk Radio.
I feel just like a kite, but one without a string, one that is floating around. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I feel just like a bird, but one without a home, one that is floating over endless oceans, empty horizons, no rest in sight. What does it mean when you say you want to be free? Free to sing, free to dance, free to let someone take a glance in a world that's free of me. Then you say you're moving on. Then you say I've got other plans. Oh, 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 girl, oh, you're moving in the wrong direction. Moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me. You're moving in the wrong direction, moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me.
Show. My name is Yom Sufar Reef. Hey, you may be asking yourself, if you're a first-time caller, a listener, what is this Real Talk for Real People show is all about? But it's a study, it's curriculum to get an understanding of study show the Most High, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, to get an in-depth, detailed knowledge of him so you can help improve. If you don't have a relationship, you can establish a relationship. And if you have a messy and a tacky, a trashy relationship, meaning leaning to one own understanding, you can improve that relationship. See, we help you take a bird's eye view of critical analysis and assessment, leaving no stone or leaf unturned, crossing every T and dotting every I. We feel it's in all of our best interests and yours too, that you have a clear understanding of the codification. You see, everything in life is codified. Everything. That's why they have codes with computers. It's coded. It's called coding. So everything in life is codified, and certainly you must realize that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, the relationship with him is codified also, meaning that you can't lead to your own understanding. You can't do whatever you want to do, whenever you want to do it, and how you want to do it, and think that will suffice. You're living in fool's paradise if you think so. It's just like an electrician going to electrician school, learning all the basic and fundamentals of being an electrician. Then goes out and do the very opposite and think that's going to work for him. I can tell you this. For that electrician is concerned, if that electrician don't go by the code, his family will be walking low for him, and they will be walking slow and singing low for him. I'm not laughing at it. You know, it's kind of funny, isn't it? The family be walking slow and singing low for him at his burial site, okay? That's what I'm getting at. And certainly, if you have any interest in your relationship with the Most High, go by the codes. It's just that simple. Yes, they may very well be walking slow and singing low for you also. The Most High has nothing to play with. He's far worse than that electricity, I can assure you. We're going to talk about momentarily in the 46th chapter of Isaiah about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. But before we get started, I'd like to, and I knew you probably wondering, Yom Sufari, who is me? Us. Well, we have Katria from New York City. May the Most High bless him. We have Sister Yehuda from Detroit, Michigan. May the Most High bless her. We have Ezekiel from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. May the Most High bless him. And we have Sister Yakira from Hawaii. And may the Most High bless her. And we have our gatekeeper, Sister Abia from New York City. She keeps us on the straight and narrow. When we get off the reservation sometimes, we get off the beaten path, she puts Ray back on track. All hands on deck, so to speak. So let me introduce you, Sister Yehudi from Detroit, Michigan. May the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Well, thank you.
You're quite
thank
welcome.
Thank you. Yes. Yes, it was a beautiful day here in the city, sun shining, though it was chilly, but I'm thankful for being here, and as we should, right?
Exactly.
Yep.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. Be thankful.
And be humble, I
exactly.
tell you.
Exactly.
You know, I was checking out, I fell asleep on it, but I got a lot of information about what they're doing in, with this war going on in Ukraine. That,
yes.
Found out its main, I should have known, but it just come to me in a dialogue with someone else, it's resources. Russia doesn't have the resources that Ukraine and other nations have.
Exactly.
And I said, it wasn't so much about racism as it was
economics.
As looking at the, yeah, there you go. That's it, economics. You
and
know?
This guy, he just thinks he can take people. I mean, he's just a, you know, he's just like any thug that goes into a grocery store and takes what he wants. And basically for all intents, he's on a bigger playing field. But it's just like any thug. I ain't got it. You got it. I want it. You better give it to me. Yes, I'm going to kill you.
Well, he feels, yeah, from his point of view, he feels that justified because at one point all that was Russia, and some of the countries that broke off from Russia some are with NATO and some aren't. And that's a heck of a thing.
It is.
When, you know, it's big. All right.
Well, you know,
that's all.
You know, Susie Hootie, it reminds me of that song, of a lost love. I am telling you.
I'm not going nowhere.
You gotta love me. Yeah, I'm a kid.
So he said they gotta love him to be trained.
You gonna love me and have some kid. All right, so Judy, thank you, Susie. That's funny, Susie Judy. And
it
now.
Is.
Not Cottrell from New York City. Cottrell, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom, family. May the Most High bless you as well. All praise to the Holy One in Israel.
Praise
God, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Praise Yah.
Yeah, man. There's codes, like you said, like you started out, even for nations.
Right.
And see what happens when you get a guy like Vladimir Putin, who's going to do what he want to do, how he want to do it, when he want to do it. And he ain't following no codifications according to international codes. But it's funny because I have some electricians, really, what they call them, linemen, because of the wind that knocked down an electric pole on my block. And they came in, replaced the pole, and I was watching them because it's kind of similar to construction.
Mm-hmm.
But I was watching the code they follow. They got these orange plastic pads that they put over the wire. I was trying to figure out how they're going to handle that wire. They put plastic sleeves on both sides before they even go near the wire.
Right.
And then they put these plastic gloves on before they even go up.
Right.
And wow, look at the codes that they're following, because trust me, one small mistake, they fried egg.
Yep. Ah. Family's going to be walking slow and singing low for you.
Yeah, man. But, Vladimir Putin is unleashing on his own people. The Ukrainians and Russians, they pretty much cousins or brothers or whatever.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The man is unleashing.
Mm-hmm. Huh? Well, Cottrell, just think of us as a nation. Now, you got 13 tribes. You got 12 tribes. You think one tribe can encroach upon another tribe territory? You can't do that.
Well, we read the history.
Mm-hmm.
And Israel and Judah was at war with each other, almost.
Exactly. How'd that work out for us, Cottrell? How'd it work out?
Not too good. Not too good.
Right.
Not too good. But this is part of prophecy. The Most High said he would judge the nations after this 400 years. And he's going to set brother against brother. And we witnessing brother against brother. These people speak the same language pretty much.
Exactly.
And they got relatives all across the border.
Mm-hmm.
But your man Vladimir, he's unleashing.
Mm-hmm. Small man with big dreams. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
With his platform, with them platform shoes on like Jane Brown.
Mm-hmm. No. Oh my gosh, you got just today.
Living in America, world war. Every time I see it with them platform shoes on, I think about Jane Brown.
But you see how powerless he has the Western powers. They don't really know what to do.
Exactly.
You got a dude that's acting like Hitler, and they stuck on stupid.
Right.
I don't want to start World War III, but how far are you going to let him go?
Well, Katria, I remember you telling me one time some bully was bothering your sister, and you gave him a two-piece and a biscuit. Okay? You got to step up to a bully, no matter what the consequences are. Sometimes you got to give him a two-piece and a biscuit, okay? I think you would say she was on the bus and whatnot. He was harassing your sister, this bully.
Yeah, and he hit her in the head, and I turned around and clocked him. Wow.
Right. Yeah, you gave him a toothpick and a biscuit.
And he cried like a little baby boy. Sure did.
Wow, that's sticking up. I did. My male cousins grew up like brothers and sisters, and we helped one another. I read an article, what's interesting, in Texas, they passed a bill that teachers cannot talk about the gay movement or none of that. It's up to the parents. And you have
Frasier.
I think that's Ron DeSantis in Florida.
Yeah, that's Florida, no, Mama.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Did I move wrong in Florida?
Yeah, I think it's Florida.
A wrong article?
I kind of watched it because they're concerned about that basketball, female basketball, where the female that thinks she's a male basketball player. That
then she
needs
to stay over there.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be funny.
Anyway, it's not worth telling her with the LBGTQ, sometimes XYZ trying to get at you and me. They ain't feeling that over there.
Nah, they don't play that.
They don't play that. And they're complaining about her. The LGBTQ people are concerned about her and why they got her. Shouldn't have went there in the first place. You know they don't get out with to get out like that. Shouldn't have went there in the first place.
But this is probably the one and only thing that I agree with Governor DeSantis on. You should not be teaching sexual education from K to 3 or any elementary school. Them children are immature.
You know, you remember when our babies were babies and Sister Yehudi? I don't need, and Ezekiel, he knows, I don't need nobody teaching my baby no sexual education, okay? At no age should be told.
They're teaching them. What are they teaching them? They're not teaching them according to the codes of Yah.
You're right. You know what? I don't know why I thought it was Texas, because I know Texas is conservative, but you're right. It's Florida students.
Yeah.
They're walking out to protest the Don't Say Gay bill.
Just don't say gay.
You should have seen how big the crowd was.
Yeah.
They said more than 500 students, probably more.
Oh, it was a lot more than that.
I said probably more.
It looked like 5,000.
Yeah. That's a real...
LGBTQ advocates say the measure would lead to further stigmatization. Listen to this. Stigmatization of gay, lesbian, and transgender children, causing more bullying and suicides within an already marginalized community. Boo hoo. I have no
I can care less about that female that thinks she's a male basketball player in Russia. I could care less about the LGBTQXYZ trying to get at you and me. I could care less about the agenda. The only agenda I care about is the agenda of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. And it doesn't include that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
but you have to really keep an eye on them and watch them because they're getting into the minds of our children.
Mm-hmm.
They have transgender men going into classrooms dressed up like women reading children's stories to children.
Trying to make it acceptable.
LGBTQ.
Trying to normalize it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's bring on Ezekiel. Ezekiel has some youngsters. Ezekiel, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Oh.
Hey, shalom, everybody.
Shalom, Ezekiel.
All praise and blessing and glory. And thanks go to our Heavenly Abba, Yah, and for bringing us back on here again, and myself. And yeah, it's a good day. Got some excellent good news and some offerings going on. So I'll share with y'all later about it. But talking about that gay stuff, man, I taught the girls since day one when they started with this stuff. I don't care. Hey, gay. They fake. Plain and simple. Mm. They ain't trying to turn their life to the Most High. Fine. Good riddance. I am not for that stuff. Keep all that sugar in your guys, tank all over there.
Yeah, those guys sing the old prison spiritual. Ain't no joy like a fat booty boy. That's what they sing.
Oh,
and
my God.
I don't subscribe to that singing, okay?
Please, don't sing that song on the air, brother.
No, I wouldn't even try to sing that song.
I've had so many. I was out here street teaching on the north side of Milwaukee, on Titonia and Capitol. And another brother before he got locked up used to take. We always used to go out there. Me and another Levy,
right.
Go out there and street teach. And man, right. We had so many. You know, when we got on the laws about, you know, gay and, you know, sodomite and, you know, homosexuality and stuff, man, we ain't got flipped the birdie so many times. I just laughed at them. I thought it was hilarious. I was just like, well, you want to continue being the little rug muncher that you are? Well, the Most High is going to get you. And
right.
If you keep saying that this is how it's going to be, your preacher says this, I don't give a damn what he says or she says,
right.
Or it
right.
says, you know. No, that's not what the Most High says. Oh, God treated me this way. That's what my preacher says. I was like, I don't care, dude. Like, what does the book say? You know, then I had some, you know, some cross, you know, drag queenish type.
Yeah, drag queen.
Yeah,
drag queen.
Yeah. You know, talk about you got a problem with me. I said, no, you my brother, but I do got a problem with the spirits you got on you, though. But what's wrong with that? I'm just like, everything. You're supposed to be out here multiplying and stuff, but you take it away and not multiplying. I said, you surrounded by these women here and stuff, and they pretty good looking. Why don't you, you know, talk to them and stuff? Why you want to be a woman for?
Right.
You know? Like,
what's the purpose?
What did
they say?
They were just like, they were trying to pick everything. Well, it was like, well, God made me this way, and my preacher said I could be this way and stuff. And I was just like, no, you. To be honest, you chose to be that way.
Mm-hmm.
You made a conscious decision, and you chose to be that. And this is that and the other. Well, you're reading out the Old Testament and stuff because the New Testament doesn't say that. I said, oh, really? Okay, I can go to First Corinthians.
Yes.
I can go to First. Right, I can go to 1 Corinthians 6 and 9. It says, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom? Those are who are idolaters, adulterers, fornicators, robbers, effeminate men, and those that abuse themselves with mankind. There's your New Testament. So what do you want to say? It backs it up. So one way or another, then he got confounded. And then he wanted to say, well, is it a sin to be overweight? I said, dude, I could beat you in a foot race right now. I said, there's no law that says that I'm going to die a grievous death because I ate a little too much. Find that one for me when you find it.
Well, you know the next thing they do, they attack you personally. So that would be the next thing that they would attack you personally. I don't even entertain a conversation with them. I'm not going to go back. I'm not going to ask a fool in his folly. And I'm certainly not going to go back and forth with them. So if they're looking for an argument, they won't get one. Man, let's take it up with y'all. I ain't got to say that. You take it with y'all. Okay?
And you know, and the crazy thing was we had a group of boys, you know, straight boys were walking past and heard me saying what I was saying because I like, you know, sometimes I would, you know, clown them. I'll mock them and stuff. Like, you want to come up here trying to be funny? I'm going to put you on blast in front of everybody. I got a microphone and a huge speaker. So, you know, when I was saying what I said, the boys were looking at like, ooh, like, did he really say that? Yo, they started laughing all scared. And so I'm like, why y'all acting scared to laugh? Go ahead. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Y'all young men. Y'all ain't little girls out here and stuff. Don't let them warp your mind and let them be the new bully and y'all be the ones hiding in the closet and stuff because you straight. And you ain't down with that stuff, you know. That's the fear that they putting in the young men's minds and stuff now. Just like my daughter, I'm pulling this their last year public school and stuff. So you know they coming out of school and so they getting homeschooled and things. So you know they ain't got to worry about that. And Most High willing, bless me with more children here in the near future. They'll never know a public school ever again. So you know,
it's called
playing that stuff.
But it's called Ezekiel social engineering and conditioning. And they're good at it. All right. Thank you, Ezekiel. Let's get started on the most. Was that Ezekiel?
No, I was saying, yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you, brother. Turn to chapter 46. And the Most High is I'm reading from, I'm reading from the Nelson study. And Yah is talking about idols, dead idols, and the living Elohim, him, making a comparison. Now, he speaks in reference of Baal and Nebo in the very beginning. And Baal was the sky god of the Babylonians and the Assyrians. Nebu was the Babylonian god of scribes and wisdom, so-called. And the Most High attacks him head on. He don't sugarcoat it. He don't pull no punches. He said, Baal bow down. Nebu stoops. Thou idols were on the beast, known the cattle, that carries a heavy loaded with the idols, a burden to the weary beast. They stoop, they bow down together. They could not deliver the burden, but have themselves gone into captivity. Listen to me, O house of Jacob, and all the remnants of the house of Israel, that upheld by me from birth, who have been carried from the womb, even to your old age, I am he. And even to the gray hairs, I will carry you. I made and I will bear. See, I'm a living Elohim. I'm not a man-made idol. Even I will carry and I will deliver you. To whom will you liken me and make me equal and compare me that we should be alike? They lavish gold out of the bag and weigh silver on the scales. They have goldsmith, and he makes it a god. They prostrate themselves. Yes, they worship. They bear it on the shoulder. They carry it. They set it in places, and it stands. From its places, it shall not move. It can't move. It's not like me. Though one cries out to it, yet it cannot answer, nor save him out of his trouble. Remember this, and show yourselves men. Don't be doing what everybody else is doing, and women for that matter. Recall to mind, O you transgressors. Remember the former things of old? For I am Yah, there's no other. I am Yah, and there's none like me, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times things that are not yet done. I know what things are to be done that's not even yet. Those idols, those dead idols that you carry on your shoulder don't know anything, can't do anything for you. See, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure, calling a bird of prey from the east, the men who execute my counsel from a far country. I can call anybody for anything, as in the case of Vladimir Putin. Indeed, I've spoken it. I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it. I will also do it. Listen to me, you stubborn-hearted, who are far from righteousness. I bring my righteousness near. It should not be far off. My salvation shall not linger. And I will place salvation in Zion. For Israel, my God, I'm doing this for you, Israel. And I want you to understand this, Israel. Be men, be women, stand up. Go against the grain. Don't join the LBT, ZQ, whatever they're trying to get at you and me. Don't join the Black Lives Matter movement. Don't join the Democratic Republican Party and so on and so forth. They're dead. They can't do nothing for you. But I can do everything for you. And don't come with yourself righteous either. I have my own codification, the standard of righteousness. I'm going to look after you. But you got to be stopped being stiff-necked and stubborn and humble yourselves to me and stop looking after the idols. I can call anybody from anywhere to do anything I want. A bird of prey from the east, a bird of prey from the north, in the case of Vladimir Putin, anyone else. I can use anybody however I want to do it because I'm real. I'm living. You ain't got to carry me on your shoulders and set me up, and you pray to me, and I don't even hear you. I'm different. I'm real. They're the phonies. Praise be the name of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, Yah, and bless his holy name. Patria, Sister Hudi, Ezekiel, y'all have the mites.
Praise Yah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise Yah.
Another powerful chapter.
Certainly is, Patria.
So we see that from the first chapter of the book of Isaiah, all the way up to now. The storyline is our relationship, or the nation of Israel's relationship, with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So he's trying to get us to listen. He's like, listen to me, house of Jacob, and all the remnant of the house of Israel, you who have been carried by me from birth. You mean every Israelite is carried by Yah from birth and have been carried from the womb? Each and every one of us have been carried from the womb, even to our old age. I will be the same, and even to your graying years, I will carry you. I have done it, and I will bear you, and I will carry you, and I will save you, as long as you follow the codification. So he's asking us, to whom will you liken me and make equal and compare to me, that we will be alike. There's none like Almighty God. There's no comparison to people who worship idols. They don't even realize they're false, right?
Exactly.
You gotta put your idol on a cart that animals gotta carry. It's so big, so burdensome, that it's wearing out the animals. These are the same gods that they try to make Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and Daniel bow down to. But Most High said they're gonna bow, and we gotta know that we gotta stop following the gods of the people. So. Declaring the end from the beginning. This is Yah. He says, remember this and be assured. Recall it to mind, you wrongdoers. Your book says something else. Remember the former things long past. You must remember our history.
Uh-huh.
We must go back into our past. He's telling us we must remember these things, which has been wiped from our memory due to this captivity. You don't remember these things. That's why they don't want us to remember these things. That's why they throw away the Old Testament. And the Old Testament is carrying Yah's word, Yah's plan. And it goes on to say, but I am Elohim. There is no other. I am Elohim. There is none like me. That's not what Christianity says taught our people. Declaring the end from the beginning. That's why you should be reading the Old Testament. That's the problem. Uh-huh. In the Old Testament is the beginning and the end. And from ancient times, saying, which have not been done yet, saying, my plan will be established, and I will accomplish all my good pleasure. What is Yah's good pleasure? To get Israel right? Listen to me, you stubborn-minded Israelites who are far from righteousness. I will bring my righteousness near. It's not far off. And my salvation will not delay. I will grant salvation in Zion and my glory for who? For the world? No, for Yisrael, the subject matter of the book of Isaiah.
Praise God. Thank you, God. That was beautiful. Beautifully said.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I hear crickets.
I remember when he says an age. Remember this in 8. Show yourself. Turn it back, your transgressions. What's so hard about that? But if your heart isn't into it, then you're an enemy because you've been exposed to certain elements, traditions, actions, characteristics of men. And because you find pleasure in growth, why should we change? This is what our forefathers said, and this is what we say today. But you don't understand what that change is. You still have the same house, apartment, car, clothes. So what are you talking about? You lose friends, you think so? And if so, they weren't your friends. See, religion has gotten us so messed up in man's traditions and rules and regulations of their thinking. See, that we reject everything. But like the Most High said, I'm the only deliverer. I'm the only savior. I'm the only one. Put we in it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you very much, Sister. Beautifully said. Ezekiel.
Yes, sir. Can y'all hear me?
Yes, brother.
Yes.
You're all loud and clear.
Okay. Yeah, so, you know, like, you know, this is, he says their gods, you know, their idols bow down to them. And the first thing popped in my mind was the fact that when the Philistines took the Ark of the Covenant and placed it in the same room with their idol Dagon, you know, look what happened. They come in the next day, it's laying down in front of the Ark of the Covenant. They set it back up. They come back the next day, it's back down again with the heads and the arms cut off. It's nothing but a stub. You know? And it's the most funniest thing because, you know, after that he said, My hand is heavy against their Elohim, and therefore he struck all of them with, you know, emrods in their tiny So that's I'm sorry to say, but that's some messed up stuff, but it's funny. And, you know, they're like, you brought this thing onto us, send it back. Send it back. And not realizing that the people who read our history and our scriptures today, you know, are still committing these same things and not realizing, see, that was a warning shot for their cultures not to do. And yet this is exactly what they're doing. And all of these people are going to have their time, that judgment when it does come. And this is why we keep going back. Like Jeremiah 10 says, you know, we're not supposed to follow the customs of these other nations, for they are vain. You know, it's worthless. It has no life to it. And then goes back to the law, Deuteronomy 4:6. This is your wisdom and your understanding in all the sight of the nations that shall say, what great nation has all these laws, statutes, and commandments so great unto them as any other nation? You know, who has this L out of all Elohim's so now to this nation? You know, all these things. That's why it says in ancient times, old times. Go back to the beginning. That's why we have the record and the witnesses of our people, our ancestors that the Most High chose to keep documented. So we have this for today. And like you said, you know, cats are too comfortable. They too comfortable in their sins. They don't want to change. They want to continue to keep doing the same old stuff because it's easy.
Mm-hmm.
You got to work. That's the whole thing. To follow the Most High, you've been following, you know, you've been tainted, you've been rainwashed, all these different things, all these other nations and things. And here it is. Our people don't want to change. They don't want to put forth an effort. They're lazy. And we try so much to give them a, you know, some people just need a little fire lit under them and they'll move. But a lot of them, they just want to stay right where they at. And that fire is going to burn them and stuff. So, I mean, I don't know. We can only put up prayers for them individuals and hope that they will change. But all in all, they rather do wickedness because it's easier and they're more, you know, they're comfortable in it instead of changing and doing things that's righteous, you know. So anyway, that's all I got to say on that.
So, you made mention of the other nations. Do you remember how the other nations were created?
Through through the Most High, of course, but all the it says out of all the sons and Adam and Eve.
Well, you know, it came down to three out of the sons of Noah.
And at that time, the world was of one language and one speech. And what did they decide to do? They decided to build a tower to challenge the Most High. And what did the Most High do to them?
Gave them diverse languages.
Divided them into nations and peoples. So the nations challenged Yah, which is why they became nations in the first place, because they wanted to challenge Yah. And in their separation, they're trying to get back to that oneness, that one world order.
Mm-hmm.
But also, they're challenging and provoking the Most High by not adhering to the Most High's plan. Because Most High's plan is spelled out. We just have to be privy to it. The rest of the world knows who we are. They know who Yah is too. But they provoke Yah to anger by their actions.
Yep. And the one language they try to make it all relevant to everybody is English.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
They realized from their study that when the world had that oneness, they had the power to do anything that they set their mind to do, which is why Yah confused them in the first place. So that they couldn't complete their task. They couldn't complete their task because they couldn't communicate with each other.
Mm-hmm.
So they thought they were going to defy y'all. You're going to send a flood. We're going to build a tower. So anytime there's a flood, you just open the tower. Really? Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you, Katriel. Thank you, Sajudi, and thank you, Ezekiel. And thank you, fellow students. So, Katriel, let's go on to the next segment of the study, which is in Ecclesiastes, I believe, 6.
Damn, both of y'all got short chapters. What's going on today?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Short and sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But still packed powerful information. Continue. Mm-hmm.
Giving thanks and praise to the Holy One of Yisrael for his plan for us, for our King Solomon, King David, and all the wisdom that they left behind for us to link in to the Most High's plan. One thing I say about King Solomon, he had all his wisdom, and he told us that he searched wisdom, he searched folly, he searched madness, but the one privilege that he didn't have was like the prophets that we're reading. Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, Zay, Zephaniah, Zechariah, Malachi, Hosea, and all these other prophets, he didn't have the privilege of reading their works and Yah's plan for our nation. So he wasn't a prophet to that degree where he saw the future, but he had mad wisdom, and he's looking at the mundane life of man.
Mm.
So he's preaching. Praise God. Ecclesiastes 6 chapter, verse 1. There is an evil which I've seen under the sun, and it is common among men. A man to whom Elohim giveth riches, wealth, and honor, say he wanteth nothing for his soul of all that he desireth, yet Elohim giveth him not power to eat thereof, but a stranger eateth it. This is vanity. And it is an evil disease. So you want to decipher that? There's rich people in the world. They're not satisfied with their riches. Sometimes the wealth that they built up, somebody else receives it.
He said it was futile. And it's an evil disease. Isn't that something?
Yeah, because man should eat of what he has produced. And have satisfaction in it. But apparently this man has some overabundance and he's not satisfied with what he get.
That sounds like Bill Gates and Rockefellers. They got all this wealth and they're not satisfied with the wealth that they have. They want to interfere in the lives of other people.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like Vladimir Putin too.
Oh yeah, no doubt. Mm-hmm. And he's one of the wealthiest men on the planet. If not the wealthiest.
Yeah.
He's miserable, isn't he?
Yep. And he want to make everybody else miserable right along with it.
How could you have all that wealth, the richest man on the planet, and you're miserable?
I guess that's
what King Solomon is saying.
Mm-hmm.
If a man beget 100 children and live many years, so that the days of his years be many, and his soul be not filled with good, and also that he have no burial, I say that an untimely birth is better than he. So he's saying that an untimely birth is what? A stillborn baby that hasn't really lived life. So he's got all these children. He's lived many years. Days of his life is many. But his soul is not filled with good. That's not a good combination.
Uh-huh.
And what does that mean? That his soul is not filled with good. Because if you're doing righteously, your soul should be filled with good. And having many children, hundreds of children, that should be considered a blessing. But not to be buried. You got hundreds of children, ain't nobody burying you? Something's wrong there.
Yeah. What is that song back in the day we listened to, Yehuda and Katria? I can't get no satisfaction.
Oh, yeah.
And I tried, Lone and song. I tried.
Still couldn't get no satisfaction.
And why would a rich white man sing a song like that?
Exactly.
Can't get no satisfaction. Okay. Moreover, he hath not seen the sun, nor known anything that hath more rest.
Elder.
Than the other. Yes.
Elder, you skipped verse 4.
I did? I'm sorry.
Yes, sir. I said now.
Let me see.
For he cometh in with vanity and departeth in darkness, and his name shall be covered in darkness. This is the life of a man who has 100 children, and he's not satisfied, and nobody buries him. Moreover, he hath not seen the sun, nor known anything that hath more rest than the other. Yea, though he live 1,000 years twice told, yet he hath seen no good. Do not all go to one place. They're saying he's trying to figure out life. What's the purpose? What's the reason? If he had all of this and didn't have no rest, no good in his life, what was the meaning of it all? Was it all vain? All the labor of a man is for his mouth, and yet the appetite is not filled. Yeah, we work so we can fill our refrigerators with food, fill our cabinets so we have something to eat. Because if you ain't working, you ain't eating. But even with that, we're still hungry, which is why a lot of our people are obese. We don't know how to control our appetite. For what have the wise more than the fool? What have the poor that know to walk before the living? Saying we walk on this planet, whether you're wise, whether you're rich, whether you're poor, whether you're fool, the destiny is the same in King Solomon's mind. That which has been is named already, and it is known.
Elder,
it is known.
You skip verse 9. You skip verse 9, Elder.
I'm sorry. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Better is the sight of the eyes than the wandering of the desire. This is also vanity and vexation of spirit. You don't want to have wandering desires. That will get you in big trouble. Covet not thy neighbor's substance, not his wife, not his land, not his house, not his manservant. That's the coveting, trying to keep up with the Joneses. So better is the sight of the eyes than the wandering of the desire. So keep your eyes straight.
Mm-hmm.
Don't look on another man's plate or what other people have. That which hath been is named already. And it is known that it is man, neither may he contend with him that is mightier than he. So the Most High got everything laid out. His plan is already laid out. And you can contend with him if you want to, but I don't think that's a battle that you're going to win. Seeing there be many things that increase vanity, what is man the better? For who knows what is good for a man in his life, all the days of his vain life, which he spendeth as a shadow. For who can tell a man what he shall be after him under the sun? The Most High gives us goals, and he tells us the codes that we need to follow in order for us to have a better relationship with him and a chance at salvation and that everlasting life that he's promising for the future, where he says he's going to wipe out death. So it's a lot to contemplate in the meditations of King Solomon with his pontificating, because a lot of life is sad because people have been misdirected and they don't have light in their life. How could you be rich? How could you have 100 children? How could you live 1,000 years and not be happy or satisfied or filled with good? Something's wrong. Something's off. So Yah gives us the clues and the keys to let us know why. And even King Solomon, when he breaks down wisdom in Proverbs. But go ahead, sis.
What I like about King Solomon in this particular chapter, he does what the Most High asks the question. You know, for example, let me go down. In 6, and though he lives 1,000 years twice over, yet he shall not see goodness. Do not all go to one place? You know, think about that. You go, wait a minute. Yeah, the evil and the good go to one, they go to the ground. So it's up to us to find out, well, okay, even though we go, and I've said that many times, when people get arrogant, I say, you know better than me. We're all going to the same place. So what is our life that we're here on earth? And what are we supposed to be doing here on earth? See, that's the question that for thousands and thousands of years, human species have asked that always wondered. But it's right there, it's simple. As far as for his people. Because there is evil, which King Solomon said, I have seen under the sun, and it's great among men. Men choose to do the evil. But once you figure out what your purpose is on earth, even though you know, say you know or where, that the evil person dies as well as the good person dies, or go back to the ground. This is a good conversation, Pete. Go ahead, Yemsu.
I think basically what the king is saying, just simply living for oneself, without any sense of direction and a purpose and an aspiration and a, most importantly, in a connection with the Creator, is vain, is empty. All these things are empty. And you can have all the tea in China. Vladimir Putin can have everything all over this universe. He still won't be happy. He'll still be an empty, hollow man. If there's no connection with Yah for all of us, we'll be empty and hollow. And that's what the Most High is saying through King Solomon. Just to live unto oneself, and then you have all these wandering desires. You desire what everybody else got, but you got everything. And then you don't seem to realize just because you got everything, it don't make you nothing special. Because we all, as Sister Zehudi referred to, we all go to the same spot. We all go to Sheol. Now, the Most High rescues those from Sheol, but we all go to the same spot. Now, if you don't have a connection, a codification with the Most High, you won't get restored. But if you have a connection with the Most High, codification, life is empty without the Most High. It's vain. It's meaningless. And that's what the king, I've lived that life. I did that. Life has been, it's me. I got all these women, all these children around here. And I got everything. I'm the king. I'm smart. I'm wise. I got it going on. But I still ain't, I'm not happy. Because at that juncture, King Solomon had disconnected from the Most High. And he knew what it was. Just because I got all this, I'm not happy. I got 700 wives, 300 concubines. I got babies, whatnot. And I'm the ruler of the land. I got everything I want. That's what King Solomon is telling us. Just because you got things don't make you happy. And at the end of the day, it's vain if you have no connection with the Elohim. So you can have some sense of direction and purpose. Praise the Most High.
It's kind of like Job, Yamsu.
Yes.
Job had everything. He said he was the wealthiest man in the East, right?
Right.
But Job's greatest joy was that his connection with Yah was not broken.
Exactly. Exactly.
He thought it might be, but that's the one thing that he lamented, that my connection is still with Yah. And he found out it was.
Mm-hmm.
And it proved to be his greatest joy. But for us as a nation, it's the same thing. We got to realize that Yah got so much love for us, so much mercy. He's reaching out, and he's telling us his plan for us. So we have no excuse, because Yah's laying it out. King Solomon wasn't privy to the prophet Isaiah, but we are.
Great
job. Let me go back, right, to chapter 5, verse 18.
Say that again, sis. I didn't quite understand what you said.
Chapter 5, verse 18. Because King Solomon also says, see, what I have seen, it is good and pleasant for one to eat and drink and to enjoy the good of his labor in which he toils under the sun all the days of his life, which Elohim gives him, for it is his portion. Further, we go to 19, when Elohim has given any man riches and wealth and permitted him to enjoy them and to receive his portion and rejoice in his labor, this is a gift of Elohim. And let me go back. When I was able to plant in my garden, it was work, it was labor, but I enjoyed the labor because the fruits of it was what? Food. Or even in my flowers and plants, the fruits of it was some of the plants and flowers were medicinal and the beauty. And that's when I always said, you gave a good example with Job. He was wealthy, but he knew his worth. And that's what's sad with us. When we get wealthy in this land, we become evil.
Read verse 9.
And the increase of the land is for all.
For who?
For all.
For who? Everybody's supposed to eat.
It's served from the field. See what I'm saying?
Everybody's supposed to eat. Everybody. Everybody is supposed to eat. When the Most High says all, he means all. Moreover, the profit of the earth is for all.
Right.
Even the king.
I was giving an example when we were in our dark places. I'm just speaking for myself. I didn't know until I got older and learned the Most High. And I'm giving an example. You get pleasure when he states that the good is the eating and the drinking, to enjoy your labor. Okay? And he also makes, he said, people rich. He said, and Elohim in 19, further, when Elohim has given any man riches and wealth and permitted, say, him to enjoy them, and to receive his portion and rejoice in his labor. Said this is a gift. So these wealthy people don't recognize this a gift. And what are you supposed to do? Share. And mind you, too, when I did have a vegetable garden, I shared. The neighbors came and helped, and they had their portion, just like my granddaddy. So you're right. The increase of the land is for all. The king himself is from the field. So not just in, but see, like I said, I wrote out today on my story, the hood is not to get away from, it's to come back to the hood to make it grow and better for everybody. So we have to put, we got to have that nationhood mindset. We don't, some of us don't, a lot of us don't have that nation mindset. Nation mindset doesn't hurt anything. It's a matter of fact, it's a benefit.
you know, the anger that some of us have towards one another is just ridiculous. Someone want to say, why don't you go over there, get a passport to Ukraine? It's just so angry. Go ahead, say who.
Marvin Gaye had a song,
mm-hmm.
and it was something like this. Rockets, moonshots, spend it on the have-nots.
Oh.
Yeah. Rockets and moonshots, military spending. Do you think they could feed the world or what they spend on rockets, moonshots, and military?
Mm-hmm.
That's why y'all are so angry.
No doubt.
While y'all angry with the world, they waste trillions of dollars when they could be feeding the world and making
mm-hmm.
the world a better place.
Right.
So let's see what Ezekiel comments on the subject matter. Ezekiel, we'd like to hear what you got to say, brother.
Shalom, can y'all hear me?
Yes,
mm-hmm. yes sir.
I mean, pretty much it's, you know, everything that we're reading in here, the two laws that really come into mind is, you know, first, the, you know, love the Most High, yeah, with all thy heart, mind, body, and soul. So if you're willing to do this and you're willing to put all that effort into him, you will definitely receive the rewards and the joys that's speaking here in chapter 6 and chapter 5. Ecclesiastes back to Deuteronomy 28:1-14. You will receive that, you'll be joyful, you'll be happy, and so forth and so on. And in the same sense too, in that mind, you see your brother struggling, like it says, you know, Leviticus 19:18. You will love your brethren as yourself. So you will want him, he or she, to receive the same things that you're receiving. Teach them how to, so you can understand how to receive these things. And once you do get it, you'll have the spirit of joyfulness on you because you are worshiping the Most High. You keeping the Most High on your mind at all times. And the fact that you receive these blessings in abundance, you will not do anything to screw that up. So therefore, it'll be joyful, not because, you know, I inherited this from my family and stuff, so I'm super rich and so forth and so on and stuff. And yet you ain't serving the Most High. Obviously, it's going to mean nothing. And with you doing so, doing this, it will create the number one thing that we all want is your name still written in the book of life. And therefore, it will create a name on the earth for you all amongst men, women, and children. That won't be vanity. Your name won't be without worthless. It'd be just like written here in the book that we see of our ancestors, the prophets, great kings, and so forth and so on. So this is the things that we can do. You can achieve it. The Most High will bless you with it because his word does not go back in void. If he promises something, he says he's going to do it. Best believe, all of this stuff will come to pass. And it can happen spiritually and the carnal aspect. And I mean it all in righteousness. But that's all I got to say on that.
Thank you, brother. So, Shahudi, what is your closing remarks and our comments?
You know, there are people out here who are wealthy and are humble. We don't hear about them. Who don't showboat, as you say, and show off, and humble enough to thank the Most High for what they have and they share. I don't think this message that we're talking about is that people that are wealthy should not be wealthy. We're just saying that the character, the man becomes evil, even when he's poor, he's evil, but unhappy. Content. So you got all this, like I always say, a person, what are you doing with five cars? You only can drive one at a time. Or we see people with a a closet, which became a room, this huge room, a closet of clothes and shoes and like you said, Cartwheel said. We can feed the world. People who are wealthy can feed the world. We have very intelligent people. How to garden, agriculture, how to test the soil, the temperate, the type of soil, and what plants grow in a certain type of soil. So with that, I hope we think about that. Truly want to change. Ask for that change. To be a better person, to be a better you, than while you're on this earth, that you can be the best you can towards your brother or your sister. It works. Hello.
Thank you, Sister Odie. Cartrell, any closing remarks or comments?
My prayer is that our people are taking notes on our studies because Yah is laying out his plan for his people. We just read where the Most High created us from the womb, even before our fathers and mothers knew us. And we're born as Israelites for a purpose, to be our servants. We are his sons, his daughters, and this information has been kept away from us. And the more we go through what we're going through, the stronger we should be in visualizing ourselves as this nation that Yah has chosen amongst all other nations. And we have to understand these codes that are, you know, it's really about all of us, not just us individually. And Yah does bless some of us with the talents that we have and the work that we put in, but it's meant to be shared with Yah's purpose, for Yah's purpose, and glorifying Yah. Because when we do that for Yah, he said he's going to glorify us. So it's a working relationship that we're supposed to be having with the Most High, which is why the elders have gotten together and created a governmental structure. And we're hoping and praying that our people will come and gather ourselves and be prepared for this day that Yah is coming with his righteousness, so that we would be, you know, worthy to be his servants. So we implore you to visit the website, yahwillgather.us, and get involved. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. Thank you, Cartrell. Ezekiel, our brother, any closing remarks and comments?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, really nothing more else to say on it. I mean, like I said, you know, when you do get these things, you do get blessed. You know, remember where you came from. Stay humble. Don't get above yourself. Don't change your character or who you are. And don't think that you're above the next person or whatever the case may be. Because the Most High says, I could give, I could also take away. So what he gives you, it's an entrustment with you because you earned it, and also he trusts you to do something with it. So, I mean, that's pretty much it. I mean, like I said, those two commandments, those two laws, you know, love the Most High thy God with all thy heart, mind, body, and soul. And the second, love thy neighbors thyself. Whatever you get, you want good for you. Make sure you help your brother and your sister to get the same thing or more. And be good, you know, and they keep the chain reaction going to cancel out the disease of unrighteousness, wickedness, you know, foolery, so forth and so on. That's all I got.
Following the solution.
Okay. Thank you, Ezekiel.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Individual pursuits of happiness and wealth alone, without no connection with Yah, does not suffice you. It doesn't make you happy. It's not going to make you special. If you don't have any sense of direction and purpose or connecting with the Most High, it's meaningless at the end of the day. You have all the tea in China. You have all the gold in the Sudans. If you have no connection with Yah, you have no simple sense of purpose in our direction. Money, wealth does not make you happy, and it doesn't make anyone happy. That being said, fellow students, it's been a pleasure again studying the Most High Word and getting codified to understand the codification process in order to establish a better relationship with Yah. If you don't have a relationship with Yah, we help you in your relationship with Yah. If you have a relationship with Yah, you think you have, then we help you have a better relationship with Yah. As I said at the beginning of this study session, everything in life is codified. You can't do what you want to do, how you want to do it, when you want to do it, and expect it to work. It does not work that way. An electrician knows about electricity. It's codified. A carpenter knows about wood. It's codified. A mother knows about childbirthing. It's codified. People know about animals. It's codified. People know about trees, flowers, plants. It's codified. The waters are codified. And why do we think for one moment that our relationship with Yah is haphazard, by chance and a happenstance? It is not. That's why we do these studies. And we pray that the Most High continue to bless you, continue that his footstep be your pathway. Don't trust what he said. You study with us, you study before us, and you study after us. Because your soul is important, and your relationship with Yah is the most important relationship that you will ever have in your life. Praise and bless his holy name. And we suggest, after every study session, that you get your new heart and a new spirit, just like King Dawid. The Most High said, King Dawid is a man after my own heart. That should suggest to you, let me get one like King Dawid. He had a good working relationship with Yah. He got in many trouble, but he still got it together. You need that same heart. You need that same spirit. Ask the Most High for a new heart and a new spirit like King Dawid. It will help facilitate your studies, help improve your relationship, and help keep you connected with the Most High. We love you. May the Most High bless you. Shalom and good night. Fellow investigators, Katria Soshihudi and Ezekiel, you want to say shalom, good night? Let's see, you want to be, don't want to be, whatever.
I'll go first.
Shalom and good night. Good night. Yeah, and I don't want to be you. Get down the animals. No. much love, Israel. Hey, y'all definitely have a blessed rest. And continue to meditate on Most High's word, man. And I love y'all. And Most High, when I'll be on here tomorrow. Shalom.
Praise you. Praise
you.
What he said, all day, every day.
All right,
that's
all right.
Praise y'all. So, Shihudi?
I said it.
Oh, okay.
Just what he said, yeah.
Okay. Well, we love y'all. Shalom and good night.
Houses in preparation for the king, and they line the sidewalks with every sort of shiny thing. They will be surprised when they hear him say, take me to the island, take me to the afflicted ones, take me to the lonely ones that somehow lost their way. Let them hear me say, I am your friend. Come to my table. Rest here in my garden. You will have a pardon. Take me to the alley, take me to the afflicted ones, take me to the lonely ones that somehow lost their way. let them hear me say, I am your friend, come to my table, rest here in my garden, you will have a pardon. Afflicted ones, take me to the lonely ones that somehow lost their way. Let them hear me say, I am your friend. Come to my table, rest here in my garden, you will have a pardon, you will have a pardon. Oh, take me to take me to the afflicted ones. Take me.